There is a global access for the blind to computer system that is free. This is non-visual desktop access, or NVDA. When it first appeared, I was worried about it. I did not know whether it could compete in a marketplace where people charge a good deal of money. And yet, it has improved sufficiently that it is competing dramatically and well. Consequently, it seemed only proper for us to hear from the developer. If a thing is going to make a significant difference, we want to work with the people who are working on it. And this one has come to be significant, not just where it was developed, but around the world. It's great to be able to welcome one of the developers. Here is Michael Curran.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for having me. The NVDA screen reading software is changing the lives of blind and vision impaired people across the globe by providing them with a free alternative to commercial screen readers that may be either too expensive or not available in their location or language. Hey?
If you could speak just a wee bit louder.
Yeah, okay, that's better. I moved the mic. Okay. It is enabling these people to independently use computers to produce written content, read news, socialize, shop and bank online, and most importantly, actively participate in education and employment. It is developed by users for users. It's used by both the young and old. It's used at home, at school, at university, in the workplace, and on the go. It supports over 40 languages and can be run portably without having the need to install it. NVDA is open source software. We've received contributions of code, documentation, and translations from now over 140 people across the world. NVDA is downloaded roughly 60,000 times per release, with over 17,000 users depending on the product each and every day, spanning over 160 countries. As NVDA is free for anyone, the greatest impact is for people living in developing countries where it is often impossible to access a commercial screen reader. However, even in the developed world, NVDA is having a significant impact. The second highest country for NVDA usage is the United States, suggesting that even here, there are people for whom NVDA is a necessity due to the prohibitive cost of other products. Over the past several years, we've continued to strive to ensure that NVDA is a fully featured solution for not only those who have no other option, but also for those who simply like choice. For anyone who hasn't looked at NVDA in the last 2 years or so, some of the major changes and improvements have been a repackaged download, allowing you to install or create a portable copy all from one file. Automatic updates, ensuring that you have the latest and greatest NVDA when it becomes available. Support for NVDA add-ons, allowing you to add optional features created by others in the community. Support for Asian character input, and improved support for reading right-to-left languages such as Arabic. Support for Microsoft PowerPoint, allowing you both to read and edit PowerPoint presentations. Special thanks goes to the NFB and several other blindness agencies for contributing financially to this project. Microsoft Word enhancements, including support for form fields and revisions and comments, a configurations profile manager allowing you to create and switch between multiple configurations for different applications or situations. Other developments have included support for touchscreens on Windows 8, computer braille input, support for many more braille displays, customization of keyboard braille display and touch commands, enhancements and fixes to web page and PDF content, stability fixes, and much more. As a small taste of what's coming for the next release of NVDA, some enhancements you can look forward to, in particularly in regards to Microsoft Office, are support for the Outlook calendar, less verbose reading in the Outlook inbox and other message lists, commands to read the current comment in Microsoft Word and Excel, Microsoft Word-specific enhancements, including reporting of paragraph indenting, distance from the left edge when pressing Tab, feedback in speech and braille for most formatting shortcut keys, for instance, bold, italic, underline, etc. Automatic column and row header reading for tables where the author has specified headers compatible with JAWS. Improved automatic column and row header reading in Excel, including setting headers for multiple regions and per worksheet storage, again, compatible with JAWS. Some other features that should be available in the not too distant future are improved support for rich text editing in web browsers, further enhancing the accessibility of products such as Google Docs, Office 365, and other content editors, and access to complex math equations in web browsers and Microsoft Office via Design Sciences Math Player Alpha, allowing for meaningful navigation within equations with feedback in both speech and braille. In conversations almost 10 years ago, my close friend James Tay and I talked as blind people about the possibility of a fully featured screen reader for Windows. Due to the high cost of commercial products, there was unfortunately a fair amount of illegal usage of the existing commercial products. Given the importance of access to computers, it was difficult for many to resist doing this. However, both of us realized that in addition to the obvious legal and ethical reasons against software piracy, this approach simply ignores the underlying problem of screen reader cost and availability. Blind people, regardless of their economic status, should not have to break the law just to be able to use computers and gain independence. The idea of a free screen reader was not new. There were several free screen readers for Linux, and Apple at that time was introducing VoiceOver to the Mac. There were even some free options for Windows, but at that time they were mostly limited or even abandoned. Another group had a similar idea to us, but their project never seemed to get off the ground. In April 2006, while just out of university and also out of a job, I decided to start working on the NVDA screen reader software. I certainly wasn't the best programmer around, but previous life experience and participation in Blind Citizens Australia taught me that if you want or need something, someone has got to start it sometime. Although perhaps a little skeptical about the chance of success at first, James Tay joined me on the project in July that year, and together we've worked as lead developers on the project for the last 8 years. There were many reasons why we developed NVDA as a free and open source project. The first was because this enforced the ideal that it should always be freely available to anyone who needs it. Second, based on our previous experience with open source software, we knew that a project of this size and complexity could really benefit from input and contributions from the community. Finally, we believed that for too long, screen reading techniques had been locked up in the proprietary world. Each time a new screen reader project was started, programmers had to reinvent the wheel. There was no reference, no baseline from which to start. NVDA would be a chance to open this up and allow the blind and vision impaired community to learn and access from code, knowledge, and techniques that help them access computers each and every day. Although we understood well the issues around screen reader cost for ourselves and others in similar situations to our own, we did not appreciate at first just how much more of an impact NVDA would make on the blind in developing or non-English speaking countries. In these countries, commercial screen readers can be up to 4 times the price that we are used to, and sometimes the commercial screen readers are outdated or just not available in that language. This further spurred our efforts and led to a framework for translating NVDA into any language by anyone so that everyone, regardless of language, can benefit from access to computers. We realized it was now imperative that we put in place an infrastructure to ensure NVDA's long-term continuation. In 2007, James Tay, myself, and several other blind people founded NV Access, an Australian-based non-profit organisation to develop and promote NVDA. NV Access raises funds through grants, donations, contracts, and potentially other avenues in future. Among other things, NV Access employs us to work full-time on the project, provides the technical infrastructure for the website and other online services, and allows us to offer related services such as support and consulting. NVDA is now a world-renowned screen reader used by tens of thousands, but its impact reaches far beyond the direct benefits to its users. It has helped to change the landscape of an industry where fully featured free or low-cost products were previously considered an unrealistic dream. It has provided greater competition in the assistive technology space, thus driving continued development and innovation. Both NV Access and NVDA have played a continuing part in pushing the accessibility industry forward, especially in the area of web accessibility. Because NVDA is free and unrestricted, more developers are able to test with a screen reader when implementing accessibility in their products, lowering even more barriers to accessibility. All of this ensures the importance and relevance of our work now and into the future, even despite the emergence of other free options, such as Window Eyes for users of Microsoft Office. Today, NV Access still continues to actively develop NVDA. With a rapid pace of technology developments, we must continually update NVDA to ensure compatibility with the latest versions of Windows or other popular third-party applications. Aside from NVDA development, we are also focusing on several other areas in order to increase awareness and uptake for those who truly need it. In order to best achieve our mission, NV Access needs to grow as a business and be sustainable into the future. Also, we need to grow the ecosystem of services and products around NVDA. Thanks to a grant from the Nippon Foundation, we have recently hired a general manager who is focusing specifically on these issues. The lack of official training material and technical support is something that many people have identified as a barrier to NVDA uptake. We recognise the importance of this and are working towards a solution. The hope is to firstly have a set of official text-based training materials in the not-too-distant future, with the aim of also putting into place a certification system around this training to ensure quality from those offering training in their local communities. Ensuring the existence of training will allow the NVDA user to work more effectively with the product, get beginner users up to speed faster, and also quash a fair bit of ignorance around NVDA's current capabilities. We are also seeking to partner with various blindness agencies, rehabilitation organisations, and companies, including organisations here in the US, who could offer end-user technical support to NVDA users in their own communities and around the world. We already have a corporate support model in place which allows these organisations to receive second-level technical support, training or custom development from NV Access for a monthly fee. Another major barrier to uptake is, of course, the speech. NVDA comes with the eSpeak speech synthesiser built in. It's extremely responsive and can speak in many languages. I myself use eSpeak all the time, and there are many others who also do, especially in developing countries where other synthesizers are not available. However, we are very much aware of the reluctance for those to use eSpeak due to its apparent robotic or metallic nature. Perhaps The most popular speech synthesizer among screen reader users is ETI Eloquence from Nuance. Wrong. IBM also incorporated the same engine in their IBM TTS product. Unfortunately, we have been unable to license this for NVDA despite several attempts to negotiate with both Nuance and IBM. Furthermore, both products are considered end of life. Nuance continue to wholesale Eloquence, but do not really provide support or updates, while IBM TTS can no longer be purchased at all. Perhaps more unfortunately, we are aware that a significant number of users choose to use these synthesizers illegally. Envy Access certainly does not condone this practice. One potential solution we are pursuing is attempting to restart research into formant synthesis by developing a prototype CLAT synthesizer. If successful, it could be a replacement for those who cannot adapt to eSpeak, but have been comfortable with the sound of Eloquence or DeckTalk. Like NVDA, it is being developed as open source software, ensuring that others can contribute and that the future of the product is not dependent on one company. The prototype synthesizer is already available in English and can be found on our Extra Voices webpage under the name of NV Speech Player. The aim of NV Access has always been to lower the economic and social barriers associated with accessing information technology for people who are blind or vision impaired. The company is thus dedicated to the ideal that accessibility and equitable access is a right and should be available to everyone, no matter their language, location, or economic status. NV Access upholds this ideal through its continuing commitment to keep NVDA freely available to all blind and vision impaired people who need it. However, in order to best achieve this ideal, we, the blindness community, must work together. We welcome open and candid discussion with all in the blindness community, including the NFB, on ways we can ensure NVDA's continuation. There are still many blind people in the US or otherwise who don't have access to computers or the internet due to screen reader availability. In a 21st century context, for some, this means the inability to participate equally in education, the inability to get a job, or the inability to simply socialize. We believe that everybody, blind or not, has a duty and a right to contribute to society in some way. We implore organizations such as the NFB to ensure that all blind people have the necessary tools to do so. Let us also make sure that at least some of these tools are owned and controlled by the blindness community. Access to technology is essential, and we as blind people must play a significant part in shaping the future of that access. I'd like to thank our current primary sponsors, including Adobe, the Nippon Foundation, and Google, and to also acknowledge past support from Microsoft, and especially past support from Mozilla, with whom we share many values. Finally, I'd like to thank the NFB for the opportunity to speak today and for your support of the NVDA project. You can find out more about NVDA, NV Access, or to download a copy of NVDA from www.nvaccess.org. Thank you.
I have been talking with Michael about what his plans are, and I have been talking about whether we would want to participate further. When we were at the World Blind Union meeting in Bangkok, we did put a grant of some money into development of the NVDA system. And I have said to Michael that there might be opportunities for collaboration beyond that. We do want equal access, and we do want it at a cost that's affordable And matter of fact, we think that there ought to be accessibility built into everything.